Good news was that a VA center had been announced and plans were put into motion for Northwest New Jersey, Sussex and Warren County specifically. However, yeah, we are dealing with a government situation, so plans are usually, and in this case are, overshadowed by delays. I want to go back to a talk I had earlier this year about the plans and the hopes of the VA Center in Northwest New Jersey. Then we'll come back and I'll have an update for you on this information. But here's a talk, as I said, back earlier this year that I had with Mike DeVilliers. As Memorial Day approaches, we are reminded of the many sacrifices our military veterans have made and how those who serve today give more of themselves than most of us ever have. Yet even with that show of dedication and sense of duty, when it comes to things like health care, employment, and even housing, our veterans are not given their just due, and that is just wrong. However, it is possible and the right thing to change things for the better. This morning, we start things with a look at how that's happening regarding health care for veterans in Northwest New Jersey with the creation of a new VA clinic in Sussex County. Here with the details about the plans and the needs this new clinic will answer is the Veterans Services Coordinator at Sussex County Community College, Michael DeVilliers. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And a couple of websites for you, for your information, va.gov for Veterans Administration and for Sussex County Community College, where you learn more about some of the programs that they have available for veterans who want to either start or resume their education process, sussex.edu. And we talked about this, Michael, when the idea was a spark and now it's becoming a reality. How much of a difference is this going to make for veterans in Northwest New Jersey?
It's going to make a tremendous difference. First of all, they'll be able to access VA healthcare within their own state. Many residents and veterans in the northern part of the county were going into Fort Jervis, and not all VA services transfer across state line. So now they'll have access in the Sussex County area, and all of the services will be available for them to use. It also fills a gap of where there was just this void of healthcare services, and specifically primary healthcare services for veterans in Northwest New Jersey.
Is this center is obviously going to be located in Sussex County? Is it strictly for Sussex County veterans, or is it accessible for veterans in Warren County, the western part of Morris County?
Absolutely. And actually, you know, the location where we think it will permanently reside, you know, in the environment, it's going to be perfect access for, you know, Mount Olive Township, you know, Waterloo Road right into Hackettstown. It's going to be accessible for, you know, all three counties, essentially.
As far as the timeline, I mean, people are looking at this and hearing that this summer, I think July is the target for the opening. I guess the fortunate thing is this is not going to be a new structure construction. This is they haven't disclosed the official specific location yet, but apparently it's going to be a soon-to-be vacant, already standing structure.
Correct. There's actually going to be two locations in a sense. There's going to be a temporary location because the VA and the federal government recognize the urgency of getting the services to the area. That location is probably going to be in Newton. The specific location hasn't been released yet, but there has been negotiations with several property owners to where it's going to go temporarily. They're also doing a sort of a parallel process where they're looking for a permanent location that will be more long-term, and it's my understanding that that location will be a little further south in the county to be able to service Mount Olive Township and northern parts of Warren County.
Michael DeVilliers, who is the Veterans Services Coordinator at Sussex County Community College, talking about the new VA clinic that will be opening up this coming summer in Sussex County. Learn more about the VA clinic and their services at va.gov and Sussex County Community College, where they have some programs available for education for veterans. That's sussex.edu. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm thinking of a recently released veteran, first time, never had the need for a VA clinic. What services are provided by a VA clinic for a veteran? Is it for regular health care and maintenance? Is it for post-traumatic stress disorder? What are the parameters as far as Why and when should a veteran approach the VA clinic?
I believe that a veteran should always approach a VA clinic, especially upon separation from the service. This is a benefit that they've earned through the service of their country. A community-based outpatient clinic, as they call it, a CBOC, is primarily an outpost, you know, for a VA medical center. So basically, it's like your primary care private doctor office, where you have access to a primary care physician, nursing care. There will also be some psychiatric services that would be available at this clinic as well, which is truly amazing because psychiatric services in general, not just for veterans, are difficult to access in Northwest New Jersey. So essentially, it'll be like your family doctor, primary care type atmosphere when you're there. Additionally, the CBOC can connect the veteran to the VA medical center if there's more tests needed. They need access to specialists, and they really understand the specific and unique nature of what veterans go through physically and emotionally during military service.
I was thinking back when I saw the story about the VA clinic and how rapid the expressed desire for getting one into Northwest New Jersey, and what is certainly going to be quickly the fruition of that idea. And I compared it to what it took to get the Veterans Cemetery over in Sparta by the VOTEC together. And how much do you think this whole thing was expedited by the fact that the VA Undersecretary for Health, David Shulkin, used to be president of Morristown Medical Center and maybe was more aware of the situation in northern New Jersey versus, say, if you had to present this to someone who maybe came out of Oklahoma, for example?
Well, Chris, it certainly helped. Moving things is all about developing relationships. And, you know, there was a relationship there, and he understood the unique nature and need of healthcare in general in Northwest New Jersey and access to that, you know, with his experience in Morristown. So that certainly was a tremendous key to making it happen. However, the advocacy of Congressman Frelinghuysen and Congressman Garrett, Senator Booker, and Congressman Lance were really just, they were second to none. It was really unbelievable when the community got together and said, hey, we need this. And, you know, our leaders really, they responded.
And that they did. And the VA, just for point of conversation of stats, they serve an estimated 8.75 million veterans every year. VA's New Jersey healthcare system. They have two main campuses. That's in East Orange and Lyons. Then they have what they call the satellite outpatient clinics, and the access points are in Brick, Elizabeth, Hackensack, Hamilton, Jersey City, Morristown, which for obviously Northwest New Jersey, that's the closest, other than Port Jervis in New York State, Patterson, Piscataway, and Tinton Falls. And, you know, certainly if you look at the state, across the state, Mike, there's room for more of these clinics, isn't there?
There always is room to grow and improve. I'm a strong advocate for, it's strengthening the VA system. You know, there's a lot of discussion out there about privatizing the VA, and I tend to be on the other side. There's definitely room to strengthen them, and they really do understand the unique nature of the physical and emotional rigors that veterans suffer.
Do we know yet, or is this one of the to be determined, if a veteran has been going to Port Jervis or Morristown, for example, is it going to be any challenge in shifting where they get their, which center they're getting their care from, if they decide to go to the one that will be more local for them in Newton? Would that make any difference in what's available to them, what they qualify for, anything like that?
That's an excellent question, and I get that one a lot. It's really up to the veteran. And if they choose to stay with their doctors that they feel comfortable with in the Port Jervis clinic, they can absolutely do so. If they decide that, you know, the Newton location or the Byram location is more convenient for them, it's just simple paperwork. You know, you go over to the CBOC, and then they'll process your records over and transfer, your medical history and so on and so forth. It's a very simple process. And I really want to make it, you know, known that no one has to change their doctor for whatever reason. There's been some concern that, okay, well, now there's a clinic in Sussex County, but I really, really liked my doctor in Morris Plains, or I really, really liked my doctor in Port Jervis. not the case. It's the veteran's choice.
So, unlike with Obamacare, in this case, if you like your doctor, you really can keep your doctor.
Indeed, that is actually true.
Imagine that. To learn more about if this is something new to you as a veteran, or if you're the family of a veteran, want to do some homework and research, va.gov for Veterans Affairs. And to learn more about the education programs for veterans at Sussex County Community College, which Michael can help you out with, you can contact them, find out more at sussex.edu. And talking this morning about the new VA clinic on the way by this summer to Sussex County, also good for veterans in Warren County, Morris County as well. We've been joined this morning by Michael DeVilliers. Michael, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
And as I said, that all that you just heard that Mike and I were talking about, that was the good news. Then came along red tape in government. See, the initial plan was for the VA center to be in the Norman Siebert Medical Arts Building. It's over on High Street in Newton in Sussex County, and the operation was soon supposed to be opening its door this past summer. Then that was pushed back until September 1st. Now, we don't know. Or if someone does know, then the VA isn't talking. This is after 2 years of petitioning, the VA giving a full approval of this whole project. Now, fortunately, with Mike, he's being joined by U.S. Representative Ronnie Frelinghuysen, Republican, and U.S. Senator Cory Booker, Democrat, obviously both representing New Jersey, and they're continuing to find out why the delays and why the inaction by the VA. And combined with this, the incoming Trump administration, at least their initial policy idea for the VA, will be to allow veterans to choose a private physician to get covered care, not rely on the VA. But until that happens, the VA centers are unfortunately the best option their veterans have. And Mike is also planning to reconvene a committee to also demand answers for the VA. So we'll keep an eye on this, because as said in the intro in that piece you just heard, the veterans deserve a hell of a lot better treatment than they're getting from the VA and from our government, at least in this point in time. But fortunately, we do have an increasing number of voices who will change that, I believe, for the better.